Perek Zion, Mishnah Vav. We're going to discuss now Shitufa Mavos, which we already mentioned that there's a significant difference between Erev Chatzeros, when you make an Erev for the courtyards, and Shitufa Mavos, when you make this partnership with the alleyways. That by the Erev Chatzeros, the food that you need to use is bread, and you also have to collect it from each dweller of the courtyards. Whereas Shitufa Mavos could really be with any kind of food, and it doesn't have to be collected from everybody. One person could put it up for all. So let's see. Ketzav Mishtatzim B'Mavoi, how do you make a Shitufa Mavos? Mani Echasachav, as you place a barrel, Echad Me'Mavoi, one of the people from the alleyway, will place a barrel from himself, it could be his own barrel, for example, a barrel of wine, a barrel of oil, a barrel of some kind of, you know, food, and he can put it in a place that he wants, B'Makom Shirotzen, the place that he wants, and that'll be the Shituf, that'll be the entity that combines the Mavois together. For Omer, he says, behold, this should be for all the people of the Mavoi. And then he accepts it on their behalf. As a chav is the barrel, meaning when he makes the acceptance, he can't do it himself. He does it through another person. He says to his friend, Kabel chavazu, accept this barrel, v'zach abal Hashem kol b'nei Mavoi, and accept it for, you know, all the people of the Mavoi. He could even use Aydei B'no, his own son, Bito, his own daughter, Hagadolim, that are a gadol, that are over 12 or 13, boy or girl or boy. Shekiv Hashem Gadolim, once they're a gadol, ve'en reshuzum aleim, and, you know, they're just not underneath you. They're their own people now. So they could acquire this barrel for the people of the Mavoi. V'Aydei Abdo, v'shiv chasov ha'ivrim, or through your Jewish maid servant or your Jewish, male servant, because since their goof, their body is not acquired to you, so their hand is not like your hand, and they could also make the kinyan. The idea here is that you can't make the kinyan for everybody else, but you could do it through other people. So through your son and daughter that are gadol, through your Jewish, maid servant or Jewish, male servant, via the ishto, even through your own wife, as long as your wife is not relying on your table, so she's not dependent upon you, so we don't look at her hand like your hand, and again, she could be the shliach for everybody to be kona this food for the mavoi. Aval, but ain't a mazak, you cannot accept, you know, this barrel, for the people of the Mavoi, lo aydei b'no upito haktanim, not through your son or daughter, which is a minor, because their hand is like your hand, and you can't make the kinyan for everybody else. Velo aydei abdo v'shivchaso haknanim, or not through a male servant or a female servant, a maid servant, that are kanani, because the kananites, you actually acquired their body, and their body is like your extension of your own hand. Because their hand's like your hand. Then it comes out that the food never left your hand. To go to somebody else in order to accept it for the people of the Mavoi. So therefore, you have to only use the people that we mentioned earlier and not the latter people to make this acquisition, to make the food for the Mavoi work for all the people. And the Gemara explains that Shazochel Bnei Mavoi, the one who does, whoever it is that's going to accept for the Bnei Mavoi, he should lift the food, this shituf, a tefach, from the ground and say, Zachiti Lahem, I acquired it for the people of this Mavoi, because as long as the food is in the owner's reshus, the mezakeh's reshus, so then he's not mezakeh for the people of the Mavoi. So whoever he's using, a friend, a son, a daughter that's a gadol, they got to pick it up off the ground, a tefach, and then say, Zachiti Lahem, I'm acquiring it for the people of the Mavoi. Mishnah Zion. What happens? Nismait ha'ochal, the food went down. Meaning, let's say you put the food in a barrel, you did it for the shituf mavoi, and then the food, you know, shrunk from the shear that's required. And the next Mishnah Ches, we're going to discuss how much food you have to put inside. So what happens if the food shrunk, people were eating from it? So then, mosif, just add more food, mosif ochel l'shituf, add more food to this shituf, mishel b'nei mavoi, either food from the people of the mavoi, or food from your own pocket, umezaka, and then accept it, umezaka bo'as b'nei mavoi ayli achar, get a friend to make, you know, a kinyan, and acquire it for the people of the mavoi, in order to, you know, make it that you have a proper shear for your mavoi. Imumosef mishalo, meaning if you're mizakavos b'nei mavoi adi acher imumosef mishalo. If you're adding the food from yourself, then you got to get somebody else to acquire the new portion for the rest of the people of the mavoi. Because if you're adding that food from yourself, you can't make the kinyan. You have to do it through somebody else. Okay? V'ein tzarech lahodia, you don't have to notify them, l'bnei ha-mavoi, to the people of the mavoi, shehoseh v'zika, that you added more food and you brought a friend in order to make the kinyan. Why? Ha'il gvari skimu b'tchila shituf, since everyone agreed initially to make this shituf, so if the food went down, you had to add food, you don't have to start notifying everybody about it. And the Gemara explains that it depends, really. If there's still a little bit of food left from the original min, let's say you had olives, and you had the right shear, and then it went down and down and down and down and down, and you still have a little bit of olives left. There's still some olives left in the barrel. So, even if you added, cucumbers, you added a different min, and you added it from the people of the mavoi, you don't have to notify them about that. Why? Because, again, this is what they agreed upon. And all the more so if you're adding the food from yourself, because if you're adding it from yourself, so what do they care? You're just fixing it on your own. However, if the food in this barrel was totally consumed, people ate the whole thing on Shabbos, and now you're putting in new food from the people of the Mavoi, so it depends. If it's a different min, till now you had olives, and all the olives were eaten up, now you're putting in, let's say cucumbers, and you gotta notify them what you're doing. Tzarech lahodiyam, you have to notify them, because they might be makbid, they may say, I don't want to use this food, I want to use something else. So then you have to notify them of the action that you're doing when you're replacing the barrel, when all the food was finished up, you're using the food of the people of the courtyard, and you're using a different min. Then you have to notify them. But if it's from the same min, let's just say you had olives, the olives were finished up, now you're using new olives, then you don't have to notify them. They're not going to care about it. However, they do bring down that if you're going to be filling it up with food from yourself, you're not going to be taking it from the people of the mavoi, you're taking it out of your own pocket. That even if you're replacing it with a totally different min, till now it was olives, now you're putting in cucumbers, you don't have to notify them. They're cool with it because if it's coming from your own pocket, they're not going to worry about it as long as the mavoi is working. Okay, what happens? A new case, nitoisfu aleihem. What happens if new dwellers came and joined the mavoi? So now mosef mazon mishilaham lishita. You have to add more food from these new participants to the shituf, to this partnership. Umazake, and that's meaning either they should add more food so they could be a partner with it, or umazake, or your mazake, you accept mazake l'hamishallah, you add your own food from yourself and then accept it, for them to accept them into the partnership. You have to notify the new dwellers that they've been accepted to the mavoi, and they bring down over here that the Gemara explains, here's Mepharshim, Shemaduba Mishasino, our Mishnah is talking about a case when you have a Kashiyas Lachacha, this courtyard has Shnei Psachim, two doorways, Lishnei Muvaos, going into two alleyways. Sha'osa Erev, Ma'anshe Mavoy Echad, that once you make an Erev with the people of, Mavoy A, Asolo Lishtamish Mavoy Acher, they can't use Mavoy B. Right? Hilkach, therefore, Tzarech Lodi, you gotta notify them. Why? Maybe they don't want the shitif over here. They want it in the other mavoi. Where do they want to be able to carry? That's only when you have two doorways. So you have to see which ones do they want to be carrying in. The mavoi to the right or the mavoi to the left. But if this courtyard only has one entranceway to a mavoi, then you don't have to notify them because you're just giving them, a benefit. You're allowing them to carry into this alleyway. And the concept is, zachon la'adam mishlo b'fanav, you could acquire something that'll merit someone, even if the person's not around. So if new people enter this, area, and there's only one mavoi that we're talking about, you could acquire it on their behalf without them even knowing about it, because it's going to serve as a merit to them so they can carry in the alleyway. And the rule is that you can always, accept the gift of somebody even though they're not around because it's a merit for them. Okay, that concludes Mishnah Zayin.